Today's conversation on The Takeaway is supported by Liberty Mutual Insurance, offering auto insurance products to individuals and families who put a premium on doing the right thing. More information at libertymutual.com or 1-800-4-LIBERTY. Responsibility. What's your policy?
You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning. I'm Celeste Headley. So yesterday, our partners over at The New York Times reported that profits collected from eight of the largest banks that received a government bailout have repaid everything they owed to the government.
You were going crazy over this yesterday.
This is pretty big thing because the government then collected $4 billion in profits that they're getting their piece of the bank share. Now, granted, $4 billion is a small portion of the $700 billion that we paid. But Louise Story, the Wall Street and Finance reporter for the New York Times, is here. Louise, still, I mean, it's a small portion, but isn't it good news?
Yeah, but let's digest this, okay? The banks who were first to repay were the healthiest, right? So, of course, we made a profit. It's good we made a profit. If we didn't make a profit, everyone would be freaking out that we didn't make a profit. So there is a selection bias here in terms of who repaid and the ability they had to pay back the money on good terms to the U.S. government. In fact, in conversations I had with different bankers who repaid early, some of them, like at places like Goldman, were telling me, we want to make sure on these warrants we pay a high price so no one's saying that we didn't pay enough.
So they're kind of inoculating themselves from bad stories.
Absolutely.
So Goldman, great investment, right? Citibank?
Well, we don't know yet. They haven't paid back the money, and that's a big question.
So you're saying that a lot of this is kind of PR on the part of the banks? They're trying to clean up their image?
To a certain perspective on the part of the banks as well as the part of the Treasury Department, everyone wants to show some progress in the banking system. We saw a lot of spin around this in the spring and early summer with the banks saying, we're going to pay back. And you know, now the government's happy to take a few wins.
So quickly, who should we be worried about? If it's not these eight healthiest banks, who are we kind of keeping our eye on?
So there are a lot of other programs. You know, there's hundreds of banks that got this money from the government. But then also we got to keep in mind that there's hundreds of billions of dollars that have gone out through programs through the Federal Reserve. The FDIC has a ton of programs where they've been backing debt, sharing losses on pools of toxic assets of failed banks. And so all of this could add up to, quite a lot of losses. And hopefully it won't. You know, the Treasury Department, they actually had someone whose title is Chief Investment Officer. So they're keeping an eye on it, but we won't know for a while.
So the jury is out.
The jury is out.
She's the Wall Street and Finance Reporter for the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
$4 billion on the plus column. We'll note that down.
$696
along with the other numbers.
On the negative.
Exactly. There you go.